Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And in this podcast, we're continuing with the series, What Saith the Scriptures? And the book that we're looking at there, the gospel that we're looking at today, is the Gospel of Luke. Now, the Gospel of Luke is really the first part of a two-part history of the works of God in this world, beginning with the days just prior to the birth of Christ and going on into the years following his resurrection and ascension to glory. The second part of the history is, of course, the Acts of the Apostles, for Luke is the author of both books, which makes him the writer of the largest single part of the New Testament. Of Luke's actual background and origins, little is known. He was a Gentile and not a Jew. He appears to have been a doctor, Luke, the beloved physician. And he was not one of the original band of apostles who actually lived with the Lord during his earthly life. He was Paul's travelling companion on numerous occasions, and with John Mark spent time in prison with the apostle, and this is to be found in Colossians 4 and verse 14. The intention of Luke in his gospel is presented right at the beginning. It is to set forth in order a declaration of those things most assuredly believed amongst us. Others have already undertaken to do this also, but Luke will now add his perspective to the whole picture as God moves his hand. The gospel is addressed to a nobleman of the day by the name of Theophilus, and again, the intention is expressed from the outset, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Luke's gospel, then, is very much an orderly arrangement of the truths of the gospel that will instruct the heart and the mind with all certainty. On account of this, the order in which Luke records some of the events and happenings of the gospel story can be more a theological order than a chronological one. That is, he is very often more concerned to tell us why something took place or was said rather than when. Although he follows the same general pattern of Matthew and Mark, from the birth of Christ to his resurrection and ascension, there is that arrangement of things that very much belongs to Luke's stated purpose in sending forth his gospel. All of this, of course, is part and parcel of the whole genius of that fourfold gospel that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has given us. In the same way, the human characteristics of the various writers are harnessed under the Lord's hand. For example, when Luke speaks from the opening words about those who had been eyewitnesses from the very beginning of Christ's life on earth, he uses a word which has now become autopsy, that which is medically examined. Those who were eyewitnesses then were those who had minutely examined all the evidence that was set before their eyes. But it appears very much as though it is Dr. Luke, Luke, the beloved physician, who records that fact for us. It is through Luke also that we have some of the most precious material of the gospel account. It is Luke who gives us the one and only incident concerning the boyhood days of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even this is theological in its purpose, in that one incident concerning the first words of Christ, it is Christ's mission to do his Father's business that is displayed for us. And also in his willingness to be subject to Mary and Joseph, we are being shown that part of that business of the Father's was to keep his whole law of God for us, even the part that spoke to children, honour thy father and mother. Without Luke, we would know nothing of those great workings of God with Zacharias and Elizabeth, and of the birth of their son John the Baptist. The Annunciation to Mary would be a secret, and we would lack the glad knowledge of Simeon and Anna. Luke tells of the conversion of Zacchaeus and of the penitent thief, and to Luke we are indebted under God for the priceless account of the road to Emmaus. Need we say more? This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Once again, thanks for joining me.